This goes to Mrs. Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Vanderhoof, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Date of birth, June 18th of 1946. Dear Mrs. Vanderhoof, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Stewart with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 19th of this year. She's been very busy with interpersonal family issues. She reports that her husband has been diagnosed with prostate cancer recently. So she's been busy with some of his appointments and coping with his medical needs. She's lost about 3 pounds since her last visit and reports that her most recent hemoglobin A1C is now 6.5. That's down from 6.7 in July. So she's doing very well. She'd like to continue to lose weight and get her diabetes under the best control possible. Her blood pressure has been very well controlled also. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of losartan, 100 milligram daily, and she's on the maximum dose of Trulicity weekly for diabetes. Also, the glipizide is 10 milligram twice a day, and gabapentin is 300 milligram at bedtime for diabetic neuropathy. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, blood pressure 125 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 4th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.57, which is improved. Now her estimated GFR is 34. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium is 10.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.4. Hemoglobin, 12.7, with the normal platelets and a normal white count. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels, hypertension well controlled, and diabetic nephropathy also with improved control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.